Good morning. This is Joanne Ray with Senior Marketing Specialists, and welcome to another edition of The Human Connection. As I've always mentioned, this is one of my favorite things that I get to do in my week every week, is to sit down with some of the people that I've met over the course of my 30 plus year career. Just some phenomenal people from every aspect of this industry I like to bring to you guys, from other FMOs like myself, to the agents working in the field directly with the clients who've had tremendous success, agency owners, people from the carriers, people who are just simply making an impact in this industry in one way, shape, or form. And today I am super honored and excited to introduce somebody to you that I first met about a year ago when Senior Marketing Specialists became an integrity partner. One of the first teams that we were introduced to is this fabulous team called Thomas Arts, which is an advertising marketing firm that became an integrity partner, I think just a few months before we did. And basically, we now have, as integrity partners, we have the ability to have this world-class, world-renowned advertising and marketing firm literally at our fingertips. So one of the first people that I met was our guest today, which is Casey Kapp. So good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
From the very first conversation.
Super excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm super excited today. So from the very first conversation, the very first email, I knew Casey was somebody that, you know how there's just some people that come along in your work life or home life or wherever your journeys go throughout the day. There's just some people that come along that you're like, I want to know that person. I want to be around that person. They're the person you want to sit with at the dinner table. They're the people you want to sit next to on the bus, or the people you want to sit next to in a meeting. You just want to be around their energy. And I think Casey is definitely had that type of an impact on me from the very first conversation I had. I think we started talking about running and kids and all the things that we do in our day-to-day life that for me anyway, was just such a connection. So I'm super excited to be able to, one, just to get to know you more through this format with our audience, but for our audience to meet you as well. So if you want to start, Casey, with just kind of a little bit of your background, what brought you to Thomas Arts, and then we can kind of start unpacking all of that. But give us your official title first, which I love.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I am honored to be here. My title here at Thomas Arts, it has changed. So I have an awesome journey in my short 1 year, I believe like 6 months now. I am on our people's team. My title is People Administrator, Employee Engagement and Culture.
Ooh, and do you fit that on a business card?
It doesn't fit anywhere. And so I'm always like, I'm all about the people. That's kind of how I introduce myself.
I'm all about the people. I like them.
Yep. So I'll go through a little bit about me and how I got here. And I'll kind of start off with where I started as a working mom. One of the things my husband told me, he gave me the best advice when I found out I was pregnant with my first child. And he said, "You have a college degree. Do not let your resume go dormant." Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I hear you. What am I going to do? I went and got my real estate license. And it was one of the hardest things for me to do because I was balancing. I started getting my license when I was pregnant, delivered, and then I had to carry a baby with me in a carrier and go watch VHS videos while I did my courses and took my tests. And so I am a huge believer in hard work is the best thing you can ever do for yourself. Do not let yourself go dormant. Do not let yourself get bored, because that process of hard work is what gets you going each and every day. It's what keeps you going as well. And so I was so happy that I was able to get my real estate license. And I balanced a working from home job as well that I landed out of San Francisco, California, and real estate. So I started off with one baby working two jobs, and I had amazing flexibility. And then shortly after came the second baby. So my first two children are only 18 months apart. And let me tell you, I just learned so much from other people. And I think having that open mindset, right, that eagerness to always learn has been with me. And so I knew, I was like, I love being able to raise my family. I love being able to provide as well. And so I just kept going. And it was, once again, hard work. Mm-hmm. But here we are today. I have three boys. So I have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And the best part of this whole thing is that they have seen me work. So my working from home job lasted for 13 years.
Wow.
And they got to see me do that every single day, right? You wake up, you have your routine, you take them to daycare, take them to preschool, pick them up, balance work, continue to work when they get home. And I'm so grateful that I was able to do that. It was 100% is what got me here today.
Wow. So many things in there I want to break apart and talk a little bit more about. First of all, another thing we have in common that I didn't know until now is I also started in real estate. I started at, as like most things, kind of an accident. I was going to college, didn't work the first semester because I thought, you know, I've got to really focus and got to study and, you know, learning your way and all that. I didn't want to try to figure out how to do a job during college too, but very quickly realized I also like to have my own money. So I definitely wanted to get a job. So second semester went in to a place that probably doesn't even exist now. I think it was called Job Service, Job Something, where you literally went in and instead of Indeed or all the online resume places, you literally walked into a place, you gave them your resume, you walked through some of the things that you think you might like to do, skills that you have, all of that. And then they have employers do the same thing and then they place you, right? So it was a wonderful system. Literally the second that I sat down to talk about what I was looking for, there was a gentleman like three desks over that was an employer, owned a real estate firm in the town where I was going to school, who was looking for something exactly the what that I was describing. So it was kind of kismet that we met both on the same day and they put us together. And so, yeah, I worked all through college. They tried to get me to stay on as well. I worked 1 year after I graduated, but then my husband and I got married and he got an opportunity to move to Columbia, which has always been our home now since then. And it's also where I met Dan McNerney, was at the real estate office that I was working at. Definitely I was in the right place at the right time for two of those big career, you know, situations in my life, and two of the most important people I've met in my career, the gentleman that I worked for at the real estate company and then meeting Dan McNerney, obviously created so many different opportunities. So that's, I didn't know you'd started in real estate either.
That's so crazy. Yeah. It's one of the things that experience as well, it taught me so much, right? So balancing this working from home job, I was working for a social analytic company and it was hard. I worked both East Coast and West Coast hours. So you can only imagine my kids were very scheduled, where I was like, they slept in, we had like a later night because of how I worked, and it just worked, right? But it was because I had to put in that work. I had to figure it out. But that's also something that I love, is you have to figure it out, right? If you don't do anything to figure it out, like what's going to happen, right? Nothing is going to happen. And so this whole process of being a stay-at-home working mom for 13 years was amazing. But then there also came a point that became hard.
Right.
And the place of hardness is where I had to raise my hand and say I needed help. And I also had to let people in and be vulnerable. And then I also had to allow change to happen. So I'm a huge believer, if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Wow.
So a lot of things happened in the middle of that stay-at-home job to today.
That's good stuff. So that'll be the title of this interview is if you want something different to happen, you have to do something different. I love that. Love that. So you were working from home before working from home was cool, right? Like how did you even, that would have been, you know, the early stages of, I mean, there wasn't a Zoom, there wasn't RingCentral.
No.
Early stages of good Wi-Fi. How did you manage working from home in an era that maybe didn't have all the niceties that we have now?
Yeah, it was, let me say, it was difficult. We definitely did not have all the fancy things we have today. Everything was audio. My job consisted a lot of conversations, right? I had a lot of opportunity and I met with a lot of people and everything was over the phone, right? You can get so many things done. And I'm a believer in this in my, you know, in my job, but also outside of my job, like in life too. Picking up the phone and calling somebody, you can get so many things accomplished. And so I did that day in, day out. And I loved working from home. I had a nanny come into the home and she would help with the children, like mm-hmm. depending on, you know, where they were at in their life and in school. But once my youngest got into school full time and I was just home by myself, I found the best thing to do was to leave. So I would go places. I would go into my favorite, which is so crazy, was hotel lobbies.
Oh, really? Well, you saw there's people. There's people, right? They're moving. People. They're doing things. Yep. They're going places. Yeah.
Yes. And I loved it. Coffee shops were great. They were loud. So it depended on what I was doing, what my day consisted of. But I would do that. But I also, there were times that I would be taking my kids. So summer, right, comes along and I'm still working. And I would take my kids to camps. And I would be taking a call while I'm driving. I would pull off the side of the road. I would be in a hallway of a fitness center. Or what was the place? My kids would go to like summer camps at the aquatic, they're like mm-hmm. aquatic centers, they're fitness places where clubs. So I was trying to think of like a country club.
Yeah.
And I would just find a place that was quiet and I would go sit and I would do my work. And so the good news was that you can do your work anywhere. And I figured it out. So it was hard, but once again, it was, I didn't sit in an office every day.
Yeah. So fast forward to then, how did you arrive at Thomas Arts?
It was pretty amazing how this happened. I wasn't working. So when I left my job with the employer that I had in California, I was at a place where I didn't know what I was going to do. I was very scared, but the things that I was working on for myself gave me that ability to say, guess what? You can outgrow a job. It is okay to say I have outgrown this. I need something better. I need more. And so I've loved doing side hustles. So I also am a brand ambassador for a clothing line. And they were just at like pre-launch. And I was like, you know what? This is a great opportunity. I'm going to take this. They're based in Utah. I'm going to start doing this. It allowed me to continue my connection with people, which is what I absolutely love. I started doing that. I started just basically moving, right? Not only moving my body, but moving myself and in a direction of where do I want to go? What am I going to do? And I didn't know what it looked like. I remember there was a time, it was probably the beginning of 2020. And I was like, What am I going to do? What is it that I want? And I remember doing, there's this, Rachel Hollis is a huge fan of mine. I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's part of my pre Thomas Arts and where I am today. But there's this concept that she does and it's called brainstorm soup. You start writing down all these things, right? It doesn't have to make sense. And my topic was, what is my purpose? What am I good at? And I just started writing down. I remember writing all of these things down and it hit me. And it was, I'm good with people. I'm good with people. You've been given this gift. You've got to figure it out. So I let that kind of drive me forward. And I saw that Thomas Arts was hiring. I didn't know about the acquisition. I didn't really know much about Thomas Arts. And I was able to get an interview, get in here, and meet some of the amazing players here that are just, and still to this day, like amazing on the integrity side. That's where I came in. So that's how you and I met, like you had mentioned, is through that. And it was really this part of me. I talk about it with my sister. We also have a group called Project Girlfriend that her and I talk about this all the time. We're like, just hit send, just do it. Just do it. Say yes. And because if you don't, nothing is ever going to happen. If you want something to happen, you have to take action. And so for me, it was like, I have no idea what this is going to mean. I have no idea where if I'm even going to land this. And I did. Right. I did. And I am so grateful that I did.
Oh, that's so fun. I love your, again, everybody listening will definitely understand and appreciate why you're even on here. Just simply the wisdom and expertise and some of the quotables that are going to come out of this are amazing. But one of the things that I want to make sure that we get to before we run too close on time is one of the reasons that we connected is obviously just I'm a people person. I love connecting with people. I love talking with people. I love if there's any way to make an impact. That's what drives me. That's my the reason that I do a lot of what I do is hopefully to make an impact. But one of the other things that we connected on was just kind of our fitness journey. I hate to even say fitness. I'm not an Olympic athlete, my God. But just our health and wellness journey, I guess, maybe go that way. I connected with you online and just see the energy and the excitement and the passion that you bring to each day through kind of that, like you said, just get moving, just start doing something. None of us are training for the Olympics, but if we wake up each day with the mindset that doing something better today than I was able to do yesterday is a good thing. And that applies to when I sit down at my desk, that applies to when I'm parenting. I want to, my kids are all grown. My baby just turned 24. And so they're all in their 20s now and doing what they love to do, but I'm a different parent to them now. So it's not like when your kids turn 18, go off to college or graduate college or get their first job or whatever, it's not like your job is done. It moves, it pivots, it's a fluid thing, this thing called parenting. And so I always want to try and make sure that I'm who they need me to be now as their parent. So in all of those things, I think the workout, the health and wellness journey, talk to us a little bit about where that came from. Have you always been into the physical fitness side of it? What started you down that road? And then now you're leading others in that world. What does that do for you?
Okay. Well, I would have to say, yes, I've always had a focus on health. I've learned from my mom, who is very active. She was an aerobic instructor as well as many other things as I grew up. And I got to experience that with her. And I watched her be a very active person, whether it was outdoors or in the gym. And I loved that. But I also cheered in junior high school, and then I went on to college. And what that taught me is the morning routine, right? I look at my kids doing it today, and I wake up at 5 a.m. They wake up shortly after, you get ready, you go to a practice at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And not everybody's doing that, right? And you look at that and it's like, okay, this is to help you. And that's kind of how I was, junior high school, and even into college. You're up every single morning. You're getting yourself up. You're taking care of yourself. You have to drink the water. You have to make sure you're eating correctly. And I'm very fortunate because I've never looked at, like you were saying, like fitness, right? Like I don't really, I look at it as you don't have to have a problem to be doing something better for yourself, right?
We're not always just fixing things because they need fixed.
Yes.
We're just improving things. Yeah.
Yes. And it's all about that feeling. And so I just love what I feel like. I love that I can focus on taking care of myself more than anything. And when you take care of yourself, it rolls off, just like you said, it rolls off onto your family. It rolls off onto all those people that get to be with you each and every day, mm-hmm. whether it's at work or whether it's somewhere else at the school or something like that in the community. And so I really, like, I love that I do that. But I have to tell you, yes, I have that history, but then during that period where I mentioned that transition, right? And we'll get into the Project Girlfriend here because this is where it happened, right? I was working from home and not every day was pretty. Not every day was going out and working in the hotel or going to Einstein Bagels and, you know, having a bagel and seeing people. There were days that I didn't want to get out of bed, right? I didn't have to either. I could work in my pajamas. I could work out of my bed. Nobody saw me and nobody cared, right? Mm-hmm. And so my husband is the person. He's the person I have to say, like, back 13 years ago when he said, don't let your resume go dormant. He also came in this part of my life too and said, guess what? If you don't like what's going on, got to do something different. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way you feel, you've got to do something different. He is so supportive, and he's my rock mm-hmm. for sure. He's my person. And then my sister came in too. And it's funny because not everybody knew I was struggling, right? And I at first didn't realize, like, what I'm going through isn't good. This isn't good. And I didn't realize I was going down this, like, battle of no movement, mm-hmm. no energy, no hope, no change. I thought this was all I was good at. I thought this is what I'm doing. I've done it for so long. There's nothing else out there for me, right? And so my sister walked in too as well and kind of was like, hey, what's going on? What do you need? And I was like, I don't know. I don't need anything. I'm fine. I'm fine. Right. We start off that way. I'm fine. And it was that moment when I had that heart to heart with my husband, and he was very honest, and I'm so grateful for that. And he even told me, he's like, man, you don't have any positive energy. Like, And it really hit me, right? I was like, I was this mom that yelled. I was this mom that was on my computer day in, day out. I was home, right? So everything I did was there. And so this is where I'm going to say the magic happened for me. This is where I made this decision. And it truly was me with the help of these amazing people. But I was like, guess what? You need to raise your hands and say, I do need help. I'm not happy. I don't feel amazing. No, I'm not that positive. I don't want to yell at my kids every day. I want them to come home from school and see a mom that loves the life that she's living, right? I want to live the way I want my kids, you know, the way I'm teaching my kids. Right, and how I want them to be. And so my sister and I started walking, right? When you work from home, you're still allowed those breaks. And that's what I wasn't doing. It's very hard to walk to the fridge and go get food. And it's very hard to put on clothes and go move your body. And that's what I struggled with. And so there were some toxic things that had happened in the workspace. And that's what was so hard for me to, like, break through, right? And the part where my sister and I started walking, we started hiking, we started serving others. And I tell you what, I changed my morning routine. And back, like I said, I knew how I was, I knew what I loved, but I wasn't doing that. And so we started this community called Project Girlfriends. It was 4 years ago, actually in November. It'll be 4 years. And we started just saying, who else needs help? Who's struggling? And it's a group for women. We wanted people to have a safe place to come to. And we wanted them to feel comfortable. You know, when you're going on a hike, guess what? Not everybody's going to make it to the top, and that's okay. The fact that you got out of bed, put on your clothes, drove in your car, and showed up to the hike, for me, that's what was so powerful. It's teaching other women that is so important, because that's what I struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to experience so many women that needed me. And that was pretty powerful to watch. So many women change.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love everything about that. I want to kind of to break some of that up a little bit too. So somewhere along the line, you've used the word vulnerable a couple of different times. And I think that's probably the word of the day when I think about people making transformations or people making change or people getting to a better place. One, you've got to realize where you're at now is not a good place. And I shouldn't even say that. It's not the right place. Maybe that's a better way to look at it. Because we all watch, you know, the movies and TV and the drama and the, you know, reality TV and all the crap that goes on out there. And if we don't have that bad, then maybe we're okay. But I think there's people that are probably living a life that is not what they were meant to be living, but it's not bad. It's not broken. It's pays the bill. You know, the job pays the bills. The husband's there when I need him. You know, the kids are doing okay. They're not in jail or, you know, I mean, I think just sometimes we don't realize that just because it's not broken, like what you maybe see out there, that it's not time for a change. So I think just you using the word vulnerability, I think is probably the biggest part of that, of just even recognizing this is not where I want to be, need to be, should be. And then you turn that into something that's now helping so many others and helps yourself along the way. I think that's huge. We just watched, you're probably a Brené Brown fan as well. We just did a book study here at the office, which I would recommend anybody doing. You know, I've always said when you read a book yourself, it's wonderful. You get a lot out of that book. When you do a book club or a book study with your company or people that you're connected with, the impact is immeasurable, because it just goes on and on and on and on infinitely. And so I think that's a great exercise. But anyway, we did that recently with Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. And the entire book is literally how we allow ourselves to become vulnerable. And once you do that, once you cross that, you know, like you said, get up and do something, get up and move, that realization, everything else that can happen on the other side of that is amazing. I mean, look what you were able to do with your career, with your family, with your own health, with impacting others. Would have never, ever, 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 ever happened, probably wouldn't have happened, unless you didn't have that realization, like you said, and you raised your hand and you had the right people around too. I think that's, we all take that. Those of us that have a good people around us, I definitely don't take it for granted. I definitely appreciate it, but I also don't realize that so many maybe don't. So finding your people, I think, is just as important as realizing your own vulnerabilities, and where to find those people is things like what you're doing with Project Girlfriends, and what started off maybe as a hike to clear our minds, you know, became so much more than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the last things I have to add about the whole like fitness and health journey too, you talked about like the working out part. For me, it's crazy, because I started this job to, we'll go to where I am today, right? Now I'm working out of the home, right? So I have kids at different ages. Mm-hmm. I'm also at a different place. And I've never experienced this before. And so that's why I keep using that. If you want something different to happen, you have to do something different, right? So here I am, and I'm like, why aren't the things that I've been doing, why aren't they working, right? We went through a transition in the world where COVID hit. So things looked different that way as well. And then I had a career that looked different. And I was kind of fighting it. And it was kind of like, okay, why isn't this working? We've been doing this. This has been working. And I had to realize, I had to take this step back. And I'm like, wait a second. You're now in a different place. You've got to focus on you again. Yep. Right. Yeah. And so when you talk about this energy, I've had so many people ask me, they're like, okay, Casey, you have to have bad days, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course I do. I'm human. I have bad days. But guess what? The good days are so much better. And I would rather put in the work to be positive and put in the work for better than guess what? There is still, when you don't put in the work, right? It's harder. Mm-hmm. It's much harder. And so I have this philosophy in my life of like waking up before the world needs you, right? Mm-hmm. I am a better mom because of that. So I wake up and I make sure I put myself as a priority. I am a believer in the making your bed first thing in the morning, but I'm also not. So I'm going to say you still have to do, I get that it's like completing a task, but to me, I may get out of bed before my husband gets out of bed. And if it's right. dark outside and I'm like, you know what? If I do not put on my shoes, if I do not put on my workout outfit, this isn't going to get done. So I'm very fortunate. And I have all of those things at my home. And I'm like, either go out for a run, go in the gym and work out, go ride the Peloton, go do something for yourself. And I promise that right there has been that, like that energy, that place to give me that positive energy too, of like, okay, I've accomplished something, right? I've accomplished something, which is very huge. And then you take your next steps, right? And I feel like I said, better mom, better here at the office, better at everything that I do because of that.
I love that, wake up before the world needs you, because there's nothing, mm-hmm. I should say worse. There's nothing that'll start your day sideways is before your eyes even open, somebody is needing something. And parents of little kids, it gets better. They will sleep through the night. They will sleep in. There'll be a time where you have to go wake them up. You get there. But there is, I'm not talking about that time when they're all little and they need you desperately, but there is something about waking up and taking care of you first. It's like that analogy of when you sit down on a plane. You know, part of the emergency instructions are if the oxygen masks drop, you should put yours on first, then help others. And I use that analogy all the time here at the office or at home or anywhere where I talk to people. You've got to make sure that your energy is good first before you can give anything. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? You've got to make sure that you're good to go. Because as women, as employees, as people out in the career, out in the world, as parents, whatever title you want to give us, our biggest job is to take care of others, whatever your role is. If you're a receptionist to salesperson in this industry, if you work at one of the offices, it doesn't matter. We're taking care of others in some way, shape, or form. And nobody can do that if your energy is low and if you're not taking care of yourself. So we literally, the timing on this is so perfect because we just had a big AEP staff meeting where we didn't talk about certifications or supplies or marketing or agents, anything about AEP as a product, but more about us. How are we making sure that we as humans, as employees, when we walk through this door or log on to our computer in the morning, how are we making sure that we're ready? And so all those, I wish I could have recorded this first and shared it at that meeting, because it's everything you just talked about. It's making sure that you're ready for the day, not, you know, what is that saying? If you don't run the day will run you. You know, 24 hours are going to go by, whether we have a good plan and an agenda or not. The 24 hours are going to go by, and to make sure that we're staying, I don't even know that it's ahead anymore, but at least that we're keeping up with the the energy that's being pulled from us and the people that depend on us. I just think that that's super important, and I've certainly evolved. I didn't get it right my first few years. I didn't get it right probably when my kids were very little, and trying to build this company, my career, you know, maintain good marriage, raise happy, healthy, productive kids. You know, there's lots of days I probably got it wrong, but overall, you know, I think we can look back and say that we gave where we needed to give, but we also paused when we needed to pause. And I think that's a big lesson, I think, for all of us, is no matter what stage you are at the parenting game, I always relate everything back to parenting, because that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
To be good parents, to be good examples. And so I always relate everything back to that. But I think if we understand that, and I've watched, and my two oldest daughters now are parents. And so that's a whole new way of respecting what we did as parents when we watch our children become parents. It's pretty mind-blowing, and it's pretty wonderful and awesome and amazing. And to see the lessons that come through that we had no idea we were actually teaching, you know, it just kind of comes through. But, well, listen, Casey, I could literally spend all day with you. Someday I want to come spend all day with you. I want to come out and go hiking with you. I'm so envious of where you live and the ability to go do that. We have trails here in mid-Missouri, but we certainly don't have the mountains to go climb and all the beautiful spots that you do out there. So I want to do that very soon, to get out there and spend a day with you and just keep reflecting on, you know, all the things that we talked about today. I think the main thing that I always take away from these conversations is just the will and the want to do better, be better, provide better, do more. You know, I think that's something we all get a little relaxed or lackadaisical about sometimes. You look around, you're like, I'm doing pretty well, I'm doing pretty good. But man, the shot in the arm like this, a Casey shot in the arm, just makes me want to go and conquer the world now.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I too want you here as well. I can't wait for that day that you will come to the office visit. We can tackle both things, right? We can do
absolutely
work, and we can go play after.
Absolutely. Let's get that on the calendar soon, for sure. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Casey, for joining us. I know everybody is probably frantically writing things down like I was as you were talking. So appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today. And I hope everybody has a great day.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity, Joanne.
Thank you. All right. Bye, Casey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.